Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's bonus episode. As you know, we're doing these Empower Her Live Speaker Series mashups to feature our keynote speakers who will be at our live first ever in-person event, Empower Her Live, October 21st through the 23rd in Phoenix, Arizona. Tickets are still discounted right now, so go snag yours. But today is really special because it's with one of my closest girlfriends, Angie Lee. If you don't know Angie, she is the host of The Angie Lee Show. She is the co-founder of Soul CBD, and she's, you know, a top-rated speaker and podcaster. And what I love about her is she's also like a little Enneagram 7 firecracker. She's just been such an incredible friend to me over the years. And what I think is really cool is, you know, if you've listened into this podcast for a while, or if you go back to the very beginning, you might notice that Angie Lee was my first ever guest on the show. And we actually weren't close friends back then. We had just met each other. And the way that we met each other is because I got in the room. I attended her event. I sat in her audience and I saw people on the stage speaking about podcasting. And I thought, if those women could do it, I sure as hell can too. That has transpired into this amazing friendship. Honestly, Angie's someone that I talk to literally like almost daily. So I just think it's really important to recognize the importance of getting in the room, calling your shot, and recognizing that you don't need to know how it's all going to unfold. You just got to get there. You just got to honor that gut feeling that's telling you to do something. And I think this episode is going to be real fiery for you. So without further ado, let's dive into the show with Angie. So let's talk about, because we have really different stories of how we got here. And I think it's a good reminder that like the path that you take towards getting here, it looks different for everyone. So like, yeah. Give them kind of like your backstory of how you got into the space that you're in now.
Yeah, I love that because on Instagram, it's so easy to scroll and compare and to think that, okay, this is how Susie did it, so I need to do it that way. Or this is how Keisha did it, so I need to do it that way. And your story is going to look completely different than mine, and it's going to look completely different than Keisha's. And that's the way it's supposed to be because this is your life and that's what makes it so beautiful. So know that wherever you are is exactly where you're supposed to be. And this wasn't the plan. Okay. I was going to be a weather girl. I don't know shit about the weather. I don't know science, you know, but I was going to be a weather girl or a newscaster and then realized that that's not what I wanted to do with my life. But I was blogging in college because I was bored and I saw something on Facebook about you can make money if you blog, and I didn't want to go to class and I knew that I was super unemployable. So at 19 years old, I started a health and wellness blog in my dorm room. My roommate laughed and said, nobody reads blogs. Blogs don't make money. What are you going to do with that? And I was a personal trainer on campus. I was studying nutrition and I just started sharing my thoughts and my experiences with women. And I was obsessed with health and nutrition. So I would share, I'm laughing because I remember my first few emails and blogs were like push-ups and burpees, why you need to do them this week to get ripped. Like it was very, very hardcore fitness at the time. It was, you know, me sharing my experience doing bikini shows and fitness modeling and eating chicken every 2 hours and my chicken breast and my broccoli. And I was really into that. And so I had no idea that by staying consistent and sharing my wellness tips with people that eventually it would build this thing called a brand, which then gave me the optionality now to play in a few different spaces, such as physical products, live events, podcasting courses, affiliate marketing, speaking. I'm writing a book. I didn't ever think that would happen. It happened because I built a brand, which is why I'm so passionate on creating content, putting yourself out there, starting messy. So yeah, for me, it started in college. And when I dropped out, the blog was making like 30, 40 bucks here and there. I mean, I got like a granola sponsor, somebody to send me some free granola and 20 bucks. And I was like, oh my God, I'm granola. Loaded. I was like, Mom, I've made it. I got my first sponsor. They gave me 40 bucks. Like, I'm fine. Honestly, you don't have to worry about me. I know you're worried because I'm in $100,000 of debt and I just quit college, but don't worry about me. And she's like, oh, Angie, I remember that phone call. She's like, you know what? You've always figured things out in life. I'm not worried about you. And yeah. I love that. I mean, she always gave me that permission to just fly and be free and to figure it out. So I worked a few side jobs to build this brand. And I chose to work these side jobs so I could preserve as much energy as possible to come home and create content. So yes. I was a nanny, a personal assistant, a personal trainer. I did meal prep. Oh my gosh. I did the most random odd jobs just to pay my bills, pay for food, pay for rent. And then any extra time I had, I didn't really have a huge social life.
Yeah.
I was creating content on the weekends, after work, early in the morning, because I had this vision that if I stay consistent and I build this community and I pour my heart and soul into this because I love creating, I just love being creative, I love sharing, that maybe one day I'll be able to sell them something. And again, I was super patient, so I didn't sell them right away, but I knew that if I was patient enough, I could get to the point where I would have the optionality to sell. So then it transitioned into, so then I started selling ebooks and coaching courses. And then the coaching courses turned into not just health coaching, but then how did I build this online health coaching brand? So it's all
evolution.
It's all evolution. And it's really funny that it all started from me just pressing posts on a blog and me sharing my thoughts on the internet at 19 years old. And now at 31, I've created this job and this life all because I just kept saying yes to something that was a little crazy and a little different. And it felt aligned
at the time, which I think is really important for people to hear too, is like, you didn't expect that it was going to come to this point, but you said yes to what felt like was right at the time and didn't attach so much that it had to be for forever, right? Because how often do people get stuck where they're like, well, if I decide this, then I have to do it for forever. And there's so much resistance that comes up for that in general, where it's like, well, no, you're going to do this because you're going to take action, which is going to help you build confidence. And then it's going to give you clarity. You either love that thing and it works, or you love that thing and it doesn't work and you're willing to keep, you know, iterating until it does work, or you don't like that thing and then you move on to the next thing. And at least you knew that you gave it a shot, right? How are you going to know what you can sell, if you can sell an ebook, or you can, you know, do whatever, all of the other different things that you've done along the way, unless you took action? And I think a lot of people sit and wait until they've got this picture perfect plan of what it's going to look like in a year, in 3 years, in 5 years. Oh, I want to be at this stage in my career. Well, like, look at all the twists and turns and pivots and like detours along the way to getting here, you know?
Yeah. You just won't know what you like until you're there. And I really believe that we're here to experiment. I think that's part of the human experience, is it's a game and we're meant to try a bunch of different things. I don't think we have one purpose. Right now, I could say it's podcaster, speaker, influencer, affiliate marketer, founder, entrepreneur, all these titles, but that's going to transition into a mom, and I'm going to have different purposes in my life. And when you give yourself that grace, you give yourself the flexibility and the courage to try, and you give yourself this confidence that no matter what you do, you'll figure it out. And nothing is permanent other than death and taxes, you know? Nothing is for sure, you know? So you're fine. You got this. So yeah, it's interesting. From that, I did events and podcasting and started a wellness brand with my brother. And it's really expanded into all these different things, all because at every step I said, you know what? I'm going to go all in on this. I'm going to give it my best. I'm not going to be perfect, but I am going to show up. I'm going to try this, see if it works, see if I like it, and then adjust. Mm-hmm. And when you give yourself that flexibility, beautiful things happen. So you have to first decide if you are somebody who likes to burn the boats. You have two different people. Yep. Burn the boaters. That's me. I'm like, pull it out under, pull, you know, burn the boat. Let me just jump in the water and figure it out. And then there's some people who do thrive on a little bit more security. Mm-hmm. And so for you, figure out which one you are. For some people, it's quitting your 9-to-5 job on Monday, telling your boss to
screw it,
to fudge off. And then you want to create this incredible new business. And then for some people, it's this slow transition of working some side jobs while you're building it. So I was kind of in the middle. I was like, okay, I want enough to pay my bills and to pay for food, but I don't want so much that I don't have that fire on me, under me to get shit done.
Yeah.
And so it's that beautiful dance. You have to figure out how you work best. And in full transparency, guys, I was 19 to 24 when I was really hustling. I didn't have kids. I didn't have a house. I didn't have $100,000 in debt. That sucked. And I had to pay that off. But I didn't have a huge family to take care of. So I do understand right now, if you're listening to this and you do have kids and a family and a roof over your head that you are paying for. I mean, it's a little different when you have kids. Yeah. I think it's a little different when you have a family.
Or it's different depending upon your circumstances. If you are in a situation where you're like, okay, well, I'm inspired by Angie, by your story, but maybe you're in a situation where like I was in, where you're like, I'm not quitting this job right now, but I can do something else on the side. Are you taking enough action to set up yourself for future you and the things that you want to do? Or are you just staying stuck and saying that you're just trapped? I don't have time to do this. Like, oh, I wish I did. I wish I had that opportunity that I could leave, but I've got this house and I've got this stuff. You can still do this on the side. You can still add that stream of fulfillment and another stream of income and start to build a personal brand. You can do it in the cracks. So don't tell yourself this BS story that you can't, regardless of your circumstance, because if that dream is in you that you want to impact people in some way, you are not going to be able to figure it out until you take one step in the right direction and then just keep taking the next best step.
Yeah.
Celebrating along the way, but also like understanding that you're going to get more clarity when you figure out what's right and what's not right.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I intentionally chose jobs that weren't as energy intensive. So
yes.
I do think it's actually more difficult to work at a job where you are building somebody else's dream and you are 9 to 5 and it's very energy rich and you're having to be super focused and you're at Google and it's an intense environment and there's a lot of pressure. I chose jobs that were not very intensive on the brain, I should say, at least for me.
Yep.
So I could save that energy to then go create content. So if you're listening to this, there's no shame if you're like, hey, I'm a bartender at night. So then during the day I could
start
my YouTube channel, or I'm a nanny, so then I can start the network marketing company or create content. I actually think that's really smart. Again, figure out financially what you need to make in order to pay your bills, feel safe enough to take the risk, but not so safe
that you don't have fire under your butt. Yeah, you need a fire under your butt.
So it's that beautiful dance of you need a little bit of uncertainty to get stuff done, but you don't need so much that you're in so much anxiety every day that you can't even feed yourself or pay your rent. So I literally figured out the math and I'm like, okay, if I work these three side jobs, that will pay for my rent, my food. I've got, you know, a little bit extra for
whatever.
I mean, gosh, at the time I was 22, so I don't even know what it was. I didn't drink and party, so it probably was like Whole Foods, right? Because I'm a dork and I loved Whole Foods salmon. So,
and mine would have been like Burnett's vodka.
Mine was salmon. Yours was vodka. You know, mine was my supplements. I was like, ooh, fish oil. So I'm such a dork. So I figured out that math. I got on a piece of paper at 21 years old. I called my parents and I was like, listen, I'm going to work these jobs in order to pay my friggin' rent. And I figured out how much I would need extra a month to start paying off this $100,000 of college debt, these classes I never friggin' went to. No, I'm not bitter about it still. And then in any of my free time, and then I dedicated all of my extra free time to creating content, videos and posts and blogs. And I was building my Instagram and I just went all in and I loved it. And it's easy to go all in when you love something. It's crazy. But when you believe in yourself and you have that intuition of this is going to work and I'm going to make it work no matter what, but along the way, I need to be open to detours and messiness and imperfections and give myself grace. I love that word. Give yourself grace. Then you can't lose. The world really favors the bold. I believe this with everything in my body. You know, I'm not the smartest person in the room. I have ADD. I have ADHD. School was very difficult for me. If I got a D, I was lucky. I mean, the traditional educational system is not made for the super ultra creative, think outside the box ADD child. It was very painful.
Yeah.
I always felt like I was stupid. I always felt like there was something wrong with me. I always felt like I wasn't like the other kids. So realize that at a young age, I had to realize that the only way to be successful or to achieve something was to raise my hand and go first and was to be brave enough to try the thing.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why my whole message is coming back to Ready is a Lie, because I truly believe that even if you aren't the smartest, prettiest, whatever is person, the most qualified, the most certified, triple master, whatever, it doesn't matter, because you could have all of the knowledge in the world, but if you don't take action or raise your hand or try the thing, you're not going to have success anyway. And so I always go back to, the world favors the bold, and it's made for the bold, whether you like that or not. So I just think, if you know that, if you know that secret, this game gets easier. And so I think it's about having enough courage to embarrass yourself too. Like, putting on an event is super vulnerable. Starting a podcast is super vulnerable. You guys are listening to us right now. You're judging us, right? You're a human. Yeah. You're judging us. Maybe we made a weird sound. Maybe we said something you didn't like. Maybe we offended you. I mean, there's so much to be afraid of when you put yourself out there. I feel naked every single day of my life with my job, but I know with that comes so much beauty and so much, gosh, I mean, it's such a gift to be able to help people. So I do think it's this balance of knowing that the world favors the bold, so you have to try. And then also on the other side of that is so much beauty, but it takes courage.
And it's also reminding yourself too, that even if maybe your path was, you didn't have the same story as Angie, right? Like, maybe you did well in school, and maybe you did go, I mean, Sina just left dentistry, right? Like, maybe you did go down that path. At any given point in time, if it doesn't feel aligned anymore, I think it's just like, you're gifted that uncomfortable feeling that's telling you to make a move, because you're supposed to go do something with that. That's literally a gift in you. And then your gift back to the world, right, is actually doing that and is actually putting it out into the... And so it's like making sure that the stories that you're telling yourself of like, oh, I should be grateful for this job because other people are worse off than me, or I should be grateful that I got here, or I went to school for this amount of time to do this, so I need to stay on this path. That's BS. Yeah. Because now, as a constantly evolving person, which anyone listening to this podcast, like, you are every person's constantly evolving, but especially when you're obsessed with personal growth podcasts, like, you love the evolution. You're trying to grow and get more alignment and get more self-awareness, which means you're going to discover that there might be parts of your life that you need to call yourself out on and make a change in order to start moving in a direction that feels like it's more congruent to where you want to be in the future. So no matter what the story was of your upbringing or the stories that you've told yourself up to this point, it's up to you to write a new story. And like Angie, you know, just said, like, yes, be bold and be brave. And that might look like saying, this no longer feels right to me anymore. That might be your bold first move, is just to say, this is not aligned and I'm not going to feel guilty about it.
Girl, if you are loving this mashup episode with Angie, imagine being in person with her and 7 other keynote speakers and 500 personal growth obsessed women like you that listen into this podcast. Like, the reason that we're creating this event is because I know the power of proximity. I know how important it is to get in the room, get out of your normal life, and feel inspired to take action and motivated and gain more self-awareness and clarity so you can chase whatever goals that you have in your life, your career, your relationships, your business, whatever it is that you're working on. And I also recognize how scary it can be to call your shot, right? Maybe you don't know a lot of women that are attending the event, right? I hear you on that. There are so many women that have snagged their tickets and then joined our Facebook community, which is designed to help you connect prior to the event, who are saying, hey, does anyone want to be my friend? Right? Like, I'm coming by myself. So I just want you to understand that, like, calling your shot on getting in the room is going to be so beneficial for a future version of you in October, you know, the 21st through the 23rd, when we hold the event in Phoenix, Arizona. But it's also going to be beneficial for you now. The transformation starts when you purchase your ticket and call your freaking shot, girl. I can't even tell you how many opportunities and how much growth I've had and how many friendships and connections I've made literally from doing whatever I needed to do to get in the room. So if you haven't snagged your ticket yet, I want you to go to KayshaFitzgerald.com/event and go grab it while they're still discounted. Or if you want some more information, text the word event to 512-548-2728. Again, text the word event to 512-548-2728 so you can be in the loop around all things Empower Her Live. Now, without further ado, we're going to dive back into the mashup. Let's go.
Okay, let's tell them, like, how shitty it is, though, when it's like, when you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to try this. Crap, this didn't work. Now I have to, now I'm in this, like, weird, like, gray space in between. Cause I know for me, when I'm making a decision of, like, something that I want to do, I can get hyped and excited about the idea. And then I go to implement it and I'm like,
is this the right thing that I should be doing? And then I'm like, oh, this, like, does this feel right? And then it's a lot of like ugly cries where you're on your bathroom floor and your snot and your mascara is getting together in your mouth and you're like squeezing off your blue blockers. And you're like, yeah, I suck. All of that. That is not fun, but it's so real. And we, and I think a lot of times because both you and I are like very, anyone that's connected with us on social media, we're like happy go lucky. We're really excited, energized, the little bunnies, but we also both have times where it's just really hard.
Yeah.
And it sucks sometimes. And you are doubting yourself and you're like, how the hell did I even get here? Like, can I go further? What's that going to look like? What's going to feel aligned? So talk about that. Yeah. Like when it feels shitty. Cause like, I mean, you're going through a lot of changes, like even you moving from San Diego to Texas and trying to figure out the direction of your brand. Like, how is that feeling for you to the woman that's listening to this? That's like, okay, I've been doing something for a while, but now I want to change and I want to poop my pants. And, you know,
I actually did.
Yeah. So. Okay. We've done that. So here we are. Anyway.
It's like, how do you put it into words? It's interesting. You really have to give yourself, like I said, a lot of grace in this process because I didn't think it would feel this way because you assume that entrepreneurship is going to be really, really easy because that's how it's portrayed, right? It's portrayed that it's going to feel really fun and you're going to make a ton of money and then have a Lamborghini and then you're just going to be able to run ads to other people buying their own Lamborghini and then it's fine. It's an interesting journey because it's constantly evolving and it's this massive game of self-awareness and it's me constantly coming back home to my truth because I think I always know the answer.
Yeah.
It's just me allowing outside distractions or other people or these limiting beliefs to change that clarity. And so a lot of it's always me making a full circle back to myself and coming home to myself and realizing that I do know the answer. And maybe I'm just making it more difficult than it needs to be, or
so real.
Maybe it's exactly what I wanted in the beginning, but I got lost along the way. So it's funny. It's like, I started all of this because I wanted to inspire women with health and wellness. And it was very personal development based. And then I transitioned into marketing coaching and marketing consulting and the podcast became very businessy. And it's funny that now, 11 years later, it's coming full circle back to personal development and wellness because that's where I started. And that's really where my heart is. And so I think that's really beautiful. And it's just a little scary right now because I just moved. So I'm feeling all of these transitions and then had a business idea that I'm putting on pause. So it does feel a little crazy right now. And I have this book that I'm going to finish. So when you're multi-passionate, it can feel really heavy, but you have to always come back to gratitude. As cheesy as that is, I know it's like gratitude, but it's true. I was telling you today on our walk, I'm like, man, we are so lucky. This is such a privilege. This is so beautiful to be able to have the opportunity to even use my voice to help people. And I think that we're just these vessels for communication. So as cheesy as it is, I always go back to God, source, universe, whatever you guys believe in. I think it's so healthy to connect to something bigger than yourself because I do believe in a way I'm here to do this and I've made the decision to do this, but something bigger than me told me you're going to do this and you're going to help people. And I got that calling when I was really young. It was a very clear calling. And so not trying to get all Kanye West weird on you guys. I mean, I friggin' love him, but he talks a lot about this. The greatest artists and creatives in the world are connected to something bigger than themselves because it's hard.
Yep.
And there are days where you want to quit and working for yourself, it can feel really heavy. I mean, Who pays me? Myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who pays me? Myself. And so I don't have a specific income every 2 weeks and I don't have that security, even though let's be honest, that's a totally different episode, but corporate isn't even really security anymore. So nothing is secure. Yay. You have to find your own internal safety. So I'm used to it now after 11 years of working for myself. I don't really know any other feeling, but I do believe that you have to connect to something bigger and realize that if you have that nudge, I call them the butterflies. If you're feeling that, I think it's there for a reason, whether it's for you to explore it to then learn a lesson because there is no failure, or it's for you to explore it because it's meant for you. Yep. So everything is meant for you. If everything is meant for you, then nothing is a mistake.
And then if it's meant for you, then every single struggle that you might be running into right now, or the resistance that you're feeling, you've got to make sure that you're not telling yourself that the resistance means that you're not supposed to go down that path, but instead the resistance is teaching you something so that you can handle that next level so that it doesn't just combust when you get there. Like you need to learn what you're learning. And that's what I'm reminding myself every time that I feel like I'm stuck in something. I'm like, okay, I am supposed to grow through this. I am supposed to learn something. It doesn't mean it doesn't suck, because it absolutely does suck when you're in it. But I guarantee you, you know, to the woman listening to this, like, you can think back on a time in your life when you're like, I wish so badly that that didn't work out the way that it did. But when you look back in hindsight, you're like, holy crap, that built me. That gave me character. You don't get grit and resilience when everything's rainbows, butterflies, and happy little unicorns coming out of your butt. Yeah. Like, you don't get that. So it's like those times that it is tough and you push through anyways, that's what makes it so fulfilling. I think sometimes we just get overwhelmed and anxious of like, I have to do all of these things. And if I don't do them right now, then I'm never going to get to do them. But think about the timing of it for you. What's the first best thing that you can try that you feel mildly curious about, or to some degree, you're like really excited about? What's the first thing that you can try, and then detach from the outcome? Either you're going to love it, you're going to not like it, or you're going to love it, but it's not working. You're willing to put the time in, right? It's kind of those three options. It's not really anything else. And then from there, you can kind of layer, like you're layering a cake. So for anyone that can hear, you know, all of the things that, you know, you're juggling or I'm juggling right now, it's like, well, it didn't start with all of those things. It started with doing one thing, getting consistent at that. So that was kind of like your minimum baseline. Yeah. And then you can build on that, build the next layer, build the next layer. Where I think we get stuck is we get overwhelmed by options. So we want to just try everything, and then we're half-assing everything, and then we don't get to see it through to reap the most benefit and fulfillment and make the most impact in one different silo. Versus what if you just go into this with the intention of I'm sure you have 800 million ideas of things you want to do. Pick the one that you're most excited about. Try that first. Detach from the outcome, because it might not be the thing that you're going to keep doing, but then at least you'll know. And there's so much value in process of elimination too. Yeah. So, okay, that wasn't the right thing. Now let me move on to the next one that I'm next most excited and passionate about. And I think it's really just this, like, try it out. Try it on for size. Does this fit? Does this feel right? Oh, it does. It doesn't. It can be that simple. And I think we overcomplicate it with this analysis paralysis, sitting, waiting to make a decision.
Yeah. And it's interesting, this dopamine concept. You talked about getting really excited about something, and then you always say this, but will I be excited about it in 3 months?
Yeah.
And I know you don't have ADD, but this is interesting from a scientific level. After my brain scan from Eamon, he actually talks about this, how the prefrontal cortex, it literally needs dopamine in order to get things done. So this is why children with ADD, if it's boring, they literally cannot do it, because it's boring. There's no dopamine in the system. Mm. So finding natural ways to feel dopamine, exercise, healthy food, nootropics, insert in all the things. So jumping out of a plane, whatever. So he actually asked me on my assessment, he's like, are you someone who wants to jump out of a plane?
Like, I literally tried to get you to do it with me.
I was like, no way, bro. Ugh. I'm like, no.
I will get you to do it.
I like dopamine in work, but I don't want dopamine anywhere else. So it's interesting. So whether you have it or not, I mean, I think a lot of people do. A lot of multi-passionate entrepreneurs do. And that's why I want to bring this up. Realize that you have to assess not only what's going to look sparkly and look cool and give you dopamine for a few days, or you're doing it because you want to tell your sister who told you you couldn't do it, or you want to prove something to somebody, or your ego is telling you to do it. That's false dopamine. That's just an ego hit. That's not going to last that long. You really have to make sure it's something that would excite you for somewhat of an extended period of time, if it is going to be a business that you build for a few years. Mm-hmm. So for you, when you started network marketing, you were excited in the beginning and you kept that excitement for a few years, which is awesome. So you found something that was a sustainable excitement. So the goal is to find something that's sustainably exciting. It doesn't need to be like you're pooping out, you know,
rainbows,
sprinkles every day, but it's enough where you're like, I love this. I feel like this is really what I'm here to do, at least for right now.
Yeah.
And I know that can be difficult as somebody who's multi-passionate, because there's probably six things you want to do. But like Keisha said, don't try to half-ass six different things. It's just going to be a mess, and you're just going to be so overwhelmed. And this is exactly why I put the business that I was going to start on pause, because I was like, listen, it's not making enough space to finish the book, which is the kid that I really want to birth into the world and to finally finish that. So that's painful, guys. That sucks to have to put something on hold because you love it and you want to see it through. Of course you want to, because you know you could, so you should, right?
And
it's really painful and it's sad. It's almost like you have to have this like moment of like mourning the loss of that idea and that dream. You have to let the dream die a little bit.
But reframe that you're shelving it.
But reframe that you're shelving it, of course, such a seven. And then reframe that sometimes saying no to something is the most powerful thing you can do to say yes to something else. And I just keep thinking of how beautiful that will be to finally get the book out into the world and know that that feeling was worth it to say no to something else.
Yep.
But we're not taught that. We're taught that no is always a bad thing, but sometimes no is a great thing,
yeah.
Right? Maybe you need to say no to the seventh idea that you have right now so you can focus on just one of them. Maybe yeah. you need to say no to your corporate job. Maybe yep. you need to say no to whatever that might be. I think no can be such a beautiful thing too.
Yeah.
It can be an expansive word because it's allowing you now the opportunity to go be focused.
Yeah. And if you're struggling with that, you know, what you just said, and we talk about this often, and my fiance Sina and I talk about this, where it's like, do I want to be doing this? Can I picture myself doing this in 3 months, 6 months, a year, and still being excited about it? Because sometimes you intuitively know where you're like, this, I could be excited about this right now, but is it worth the work to put in to start this now? Do I think, does my gut, does my intuition tell me that I'm going to still be excited in 6 months? I think so. Let's try it on. And all you have to be is a little bit more certain that you think you could be excited. And that tells you that it's the right thing, right? And if you don't think that you will be, then maybe that puts it lower on your list of all of these things that you want to do. Like, how do you rank these things on your list? Well, like, what am I most excited about right now? But then if like things feel like you're like, well, but like, Keisha, Angie, like, I don't know which ones I'm most excited about. Okay. Well, which one do you think you would still be excited about in 3 months or 6 months?
Yeah.
If you have to do the unsexy stuff, because with everything comes problems. So also you're picking the shiny stuff, but you're also picking the problems, right? You're picking, you want to start a podcast. You're picking that you want to be consistent at podcasting even when you don't feel like it, yeah. right? You want to have this brand. You're picking that you have to create content even when, you know, your in-laws are in town and your kid is like throwing Legos at your face. I don't know what it's like to be a mom, but I'm sure that happens, right? Like, you're picking that too. Mm. So like, what are the problems that you'd also really like to have with that? And if you're going to pick those problems, I'd say that's aligned enough that you're going to be doing it in 6 months and a year.
Dude, that's deep. It's crazy, guys, but you're doing great. No matter where you are right now, I know that you're exactly where you need to be. And
yep.
don't be so hard on yourself, man. Yeah. That's the thing I'm learning. Fun. We're so hard on ourselves as entrepreneurs. Yeah. We're so hard. We're so
as
critical.
Women, as just, yeah,
more
in
money,
general.
More followers, more this. And it just never ends. And like, dude, you're doing such a great job. Yeah. I don't care if you've just put out one blog in the last year. You know what? Like,
you're brave enough to start.
You're brave enough to start. Like, just give yourself some grace.
People, yeah.
It's a very intense industry if you let it. And I think that entrepreneurship needs to be given some grace. Like, be kind to yourself, because when you're kind to yourself, then you can get things done. And I think that's the message I needed too with the block I'm at. It's like, just be kind to myself and realize like, I'm capable, I'm talented. Don't overthink it and just go. And I think so often we're just really hard on ourselves, which then causes the paralysis.
And humaning is tough in general sometimes, right? So it's like, if you're just humaning today, like you got up and you're just trying to do the best that you can with the tools that you have in your toolbox, and you're just doing the best, clap for your damn self, because like, gosh, it's tough sometimes, but we're crushing it. I love you. Should we high five to close this up? Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Toodles noodles.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.